By now, you probably realize that the world you thought you lived in is not the world you actually live in. You thought maybe the COVID plague was keeping you from what used to be normal, that it was ravaging across the land, killing tens of thousands, 186,000. But now you realize the pandemic was defeated by the courageous and far-sighted actions of the president you thought you disliked. In fact, the man you thought was selfish and cruel is actually very kind, maybe the most unselfish and most kind person in this country. You thought he was racist, but then you must have noticed that people of color at his convention gave testimonials to the opposite. His kids tell wonderful stories of his wonderfulness. You think they would lie? He's the defender of law and order, but you thought he was actually guilty of impeachable acts. You thought he was in violation of a prohibition to use the White House for political gain. You thought maybe he was using the office to enrich himself and his wonderful kids. You maybe thought the military was enjoying from being used for photo ops, and you thought the post office was doing an okay job. See? You aren't living in the real world. Those riots in some of our major cities, they're the work of Joe Biden and his gang of radicals. Bet you thought the incivility was on Donald's watch, didn't you? That's because your anger blinds you to the truth. He'll make our city safe again when he's reelected. Although they're the safest they've ever been. But he's going to make them safer. That's his promise to you. And the economy? Best it's ever been. But next term, it will be even better. Those millions of unemployed? Don't worry your faux news-filled head over it. More jobs are on the way. Better jobs. Higher-paying jobs. Maybe enough money for all of you to invest in the stock market where the real moolah is. And when you get the real payoff, you'll also get a tax break. That's his promise. If you're smart, you'll start shopping now like there's no tomorrow. Although, tomorrow will be even better than it is now. Those coal jobs are coming back. North Korea will turn over their nuclear weapons. ISIS is defeated. The Taliban are on the run. COVID is cured. Miracles happen, Virginia. Santa is real. And yes, he's in the White House, and Christmas is coming to America. Again. And again, make out your list. Trust him. You'll get everything your heart desires. You just have to believe and stop reading the news.